you have what it takes to be SA's top iTrader? This show is brought to you by the Sanlam iTrade 1 million rand challenge, where you can win 100,000 rand. Well, it's just before 8 minutes after six here on the Market Update. We're talking markets with Wayne McCurry of Momentum Wealth, not Momentum Asset Management. The All-Share Index, I just realized I got that wrong. The All-Share Index down 0.86%, Wayne, to 52,014 points. Quite an interesting day because that U.S. jobs report came out bang on the money. The U.S. economy added the expected number of jobs in July, 215,000 jobs. The Rand weakened immediately after that, but has since strengthened to 12.61 to the dollar right now. Now, the market is down. What's going on?
Well, look, the U.S. jobs data, I think it disappointed the market slightly. But initially, the rand collapsed and then it strengthened like crazy. So it was quite a volatile last little hour of work there today, I must say. And of course, the moment the rand strengthens, the rand head shares, SA Breweries, etc., come under pressure. And that's what brought the index down. Mining shares did okay. Anglo's was up. But... yes, it was really that caused it. So Richmond, Steinhoff, etc., was down. Financials were mixed, but there was a lot of corporate news out today. I
mean, there was indeed. You mentioned shares. Absolutely. You mentioned financials. We saw Liberty, the insurance group. That share price came under a little bit of pressure. Yes. It ended down about 1.5%. I think the market's slightly disappointed about those operating earnings.
You're correct. I mean, these were single-digit increases. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the results. They just weren't exciting. When you look at what the market did when Old Mutual brought out their results earlier in the week. So the results were reasonable. I mean, they certainly weren't great. Liberty did say that they're planning two big acquisitions in Nigeria, so they obviously continuing with that strategy because the SA market's a tough place. It's highly competitive. You know, everyone who's got a job has already got 1.4 policies somewhere, and you've got to look outside of the border. And, you know, maybe now is the time to buy in Nigeria because you're probably going to get it quite cheap.
Absolutely.
Currency-wise, economy-wise, you know, it's always best to buy at the bottom rather than buying at the top.
Absolutely. And that exposure is something that Tabord Lortie, the CEO of Liberty, did speak to. I interviewed him earlier today and asked him just about how Liberty's exposures have impacted its results.
Our operating earnings are driven by, in the main, what we are able to generate out of our retail affluent market. That market clearly has been characterized by, for our book, strong sales have come through, not quite at the levels obviously we expected because we knew that the environment is going to start catching up with that market. But having said that, we are continuing to manage our book well. What we talk about is managing to model. And in essence, we are managing persistency within assumptions. We are getting positive expense variances, and we've had good mortality experience coming out of the book. So clearly those things have contributed positively in an otherwise a difficult market. That's a big driver of our earnings. The other driver of our earnings is obviously growing into the corporate and the rest of Africa. We have achieved operating earnings of 14% year on year coming out of that market. But that portion of our market, of our business, remains small in relation to the large retail affluent business. So in essence, our results are completely dwarfed by the big giant of the individual arrangements, which is really why we are showing 10% growth in operating earnings.
That was Tabord Lortie, the CEO of Liberty there, just commenting on the fact that really the group's exposure to the South African consumer, to the retail affluent market, has put its earnings somewhat under pressure. If you'd like to listen to the full interview, you can hop onto moneyweb.co.za. He comments on its plans, as Wayne mentioned, for acquisitions in Nigeria. Liberty has about 1 billion rand to spend there, and it is looking at corporate acquisitions. Other corporate news out today, Sasol, Sappi, which one would you like to discuss?
Well, we can discuss Sappi. You know, unfortunately, these were very poor results. And they were negatively affected by planned maintenance shutdowns, but they being squeezed, you know, really, really hard by the strong dollar. So in America, where they make fine paper, the dollar's so strong you can import very cheaply. So they've had to cut their margin there. Then in Europe, where they manufacture, they've got to import everything and it's all dollar priced. So it's really squeezing them. Look, Sappi is 60% glossy paper, 20% wood pulp, cellulose, and then the rest is various other businesses, packaging businesses. And the paper, the glossy paper industry has been under threat now, and it had a terrible time. It's a bit like the fixed line telephone industry. It just declines every single year as more and more people go online. You buy less glossies, people print less things because it's online, and the whole magazine market has just proliferated into numerous titles, but with very small circulation. So there's no mega magazines anymore like we used to have 15 years ago, and there just aren't that many printed. So 30 years ago, when Sappi decided to become the biggest glossy paper manufacturer in the world, I bet they regret that decision. And Mondi decided to go into paper packets, which was a far better decision.
Absolutely. And Sappi's share price reflecting
it's got pounded today.
It did, down 6.5%. Sasol then issuing a trading update, really, just warning the market that it anticipates headline earnings per share for the year to June to be between 14 and 19% lower.
Correct.
That share price also coming under pressure, but I think to be expected in a very low oil price environment.
Undoubtedly. I mean, the market was probably expecting worse than this. Look, their results are based on an average for the last 6 months of $74 a barrel. Remember, the current price is $49 a barrel. So the next 6 months are going to see as big a fall. Look, at the rand shields them a little bit, but you're going to see as big a fall because of obviously because of the lower oil price. You know, unfortunately, there's so many adjustments for staff share schemes and the reversal of the Competition Commission fine. And
it's hard
to actually get down to the bottom. But the thing is, at 50 rand per barrel, Sasol's probably fairly priced. So
$50 per barrel.
$50, if it was 50 rand a barrel, they have a wonderful time. If you think the oil price is going to fall another $10, sell. If you think it's going up another $10, you must be a strong buyer of it. So it'll be very dependent on what the oil price does.
On the upside, one share price that surprised me with just how much it climbed was Lewis, which is the beleaguered furniture retailer, up more than 11% after it announced that it's going to essentially take on...
It's going to fight them,
It's going to fight the National Credit Regulator, which has transferred Lewis, just to catch our listeners up, transferred Lewis to the National Consumer Tribunal for supposedly mis-selling insurance policies to pensioners. So selling pensioners loss of employment cover and selling self-employed consumers disability cover, all quite confusing, but essentially mis-selling insurance policies. Yes. Lewis is saying, that's not what we've done. We can prove it.
Yeah.
We've got an answering affidavit. We are going to take you on.
Yeah.
And the market seemed to like that. I am skeptical.
And they were vehement, eh?
Yeah.
They said, we're fighting this. We are very confident that our position is correct. So it's really about mis-selling and mispricing of product.
Mm.
And the share price has been pounded since the story came out. And they say there that the National Credit Regulator and the authorities who investigated them did a terrible job. And they say they're going to prove this, that there was negligence in the investigation. They didn't do all the things. They didn't stick to their own legislation and what they should do and how it should be done. So they said, we're going to fight them and let's see what happens.
So this is where I would just like to step in, because I did read their results. And of course, the unsecured lending industry and debt and something I follow very closely. It seems to me like Lewis could cash them out on a technicality. So it could be that the regulator didn't follow the rules technically correctly, which of course is important. But whether or not the substance of its investigation and the findings of its investigation are much different from what they found is something that I would like to see. I would like Lewis to actually prove that they didn't sell those policies.
Look, I don't think Lewis would go and just catch him on the technicality, because then they just start again and do it properly. If Lewis is doing something wrong, they're going to be caught out at some stage, whether they might not be caught out this time because of a technicality, but they'll be caught out next time if everything's done correctly. But they are adamant that they're going to fight this. They're not going to pay an admission of guilt fine or some sort of administration fee. And let's see exactly what happens on this. Of course, it takes a long time. These things always do. But you don't see this often, actually, quite frankly.
I know, and I think it's very interesting. They did say, look, that they looked back at some of the policies that may have been missold as a result of human error, not as a result of Lewis's policies, but perhaps mistakes made by their staff. And having looked at those, they think that they may have to refund their customers 69 million rand in premiums and in interest, which is not an insignificant amount.
It's tiny,
But as you say, we'll keep watching it. Wayne McCurry of Momentum Wealth joining us this evening on the Market Update. Do you have what it takes to be SA's top iTrader? This show was brought to you by the Sanlam iTrade 1 million rand challenge, where you can win 100,000 rand.